BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here are Tuesday's best bits. Another listener, Scott Mills, formerly known as Joe, has changed his name to mine and might be getting an afternoon radio show soon. We spoke to Fiona, who really fancies her dentist. A man who ended up in Poland because he got a one-way ticket for a tenner on a Secret Santa. And Charlie Sloth on Tuesday's Real or No Real. The podcast starts now.
Scott Mills, Radio 1.
Chris is not here today, so it's just me. Hope you're right this afternoon. Jack in Chichester is a live listener for one of the first times in ages today because he's off college for the day. Normally gets the podcast, as a lot of people do, because he can't listen live, but listening live today. Also, I've been asked to shout out all the Australians listening. We have a weird amount of Australians listening because it's quite late there now. Not saying you're weird, I'm just saying that it's quite late to listen. So you might be hearing this live in Australia now or either on the podcast because it's Straya Day. I don't actually know what happens on Australia Day. Do you just eat and drink a lot, I guess, and have street parties? I don't know. But anyway, hello, Australia. I'm Scott Mills. Since last night's Celebrity Big Brother, I've been practicing my flirty Tiffany laugh. What was going on last night? I couldn't watch it. That is not her normal laugh. That is just for when she's flirting with boys. And I know that loads of other people listening now will have a laugh that is just reserved for the flirtings. Well done, Tiffany, for last night. Your parents must be so proud.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon, Joe, who says when he's out flirting, he does have exactly the same laugh as Tiffany from CBB. Several people on commenting that Fetty Wap's lyrics in that track are the same as one before as Trap Queen. Yeah, some of them are, but why not recycle? That's what I'm saying. And someone here wants to play their funniest thing of the year card. Are you sure? You only get one chance. The best thing of 2016. This is from Ferg in Warwick, who says, I want to play it. I've seen it. The best thing of 2016. Okay, hit the button. It's rapper B.O.B. off of Aeroplanes on Twitter, claiming that he thinks the Earth is flat. And his Twitter is full of pictures trying to explain why. I did actually see that last night. It is quite funny. Okay, Ferg, you can't use it again. That's your one chance. You've played your funniest thing of 2016 card.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Scott. For those of you still thinking it's innuendo bingo on a Tuesday and Thursday around now, it is taking a much-needed break. I don't know if you've heard. It has been working so hard, to be honest, for the last 5 years. And it's not necessarily the end. It's just a break. But it is promising it will be back at some point. It's some kind of hiatus. Does that sound familiar?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yesterday, we spoke to a listener called Joe. Now, you know, on this show, Chris has been trying to get things named after me. So people have been naming their desks at work. People have been naming their TVs after me just by sticking a post-it note on them. And then someone named their house after me, much to the dismay of their girlfriend. And then I got a bridge named after me at Fleet Services on the M3. Then a guy called Joe called up on yesterday's show and he has changed his name to Scott Mills. Isn't that right?
That is correct.
Now, I thought a bridge was impressive, but you've gone one better.
Yes. I think I've upstaged them quite dramatically.
I think you have. Remind people, or maybe they weren't listening yesterday, why did you change your name to me again?
It was after a bet that Manchester United would win at the weekend, and they didn't, so I had to follow it through. And I wanted to upstage a house, and I wanted to upstage this bridge across Fleet Services, so I changed my name.
Now, I know that you attempt to listen to at least three of our podcasts every night before bed, don't you?
Yeah, some of them more than once, because obviously if I do catch up, then some of them more than once.
Yeah, and you find you're getting through them too quickly?
I do. That's a common problem I do have.
So what we suggested, and a lot of people have messaged since we said about this, is to listen to the podcast at half speed.
I tried that last night, actually.
It's weird, right?
It's very weird.
I've got another message here from Sam in Ipswich saying, since yesterday, Sam's been listening to it on half speed. Chris sounds a bit drunk, and it makes me sound weirdly posh.
I couldn't describe it better myself.
Am I weirdly posh on it?
Weirdly posh, yeah.
Well, why? It's only like half speed.
I don't know, but you came across like that.
And Chris just slows
it down, it goes deeper a little bit.
Chris just sounds like he's had a few.
Oh, he does, yeah, had a few. And he sounds a bit more West Country, if I can say that.
What?
He sounds a bit more Southern.
He's from Watford.
No, I know, that's what I'm saying, I know that. But I'm from Devon originally. And I can kind of hear a few, I don't know, Devon twangs in there somewhere.
Okay. So I go really posh and he sounds like he's from Devon.
Slightly. I can describe it better, yeah.
Let me just try this out now. If you listen to the podcast, you might want to try this as well. It does make them last longer if you find that you're running out. Or do what Alice Levine does and just go back to, like, 2009.
Yeah, well, I do that, actually.
Vintage ones. Do you?
Yeah, sometimes.
Isn't everything all out of time, though, and out of sync?
Well, it's weird, because I listen to them Christmas ones, like, in summer.
Yeah, that's odd.
It just kind of slightly weird, really, celebrating Christmas in June.
I do get a lot of messages from people who are behind and it's just like, it's just turned Christmas and I'm playing enough Christmas songs.
That's what I'm saying. So, you know, dancing to the Pogues on a June summer day.
Yeah. Odd. Okay. I'm going to try this out now. Here we go. Okay then, Monday lunchtime with Scott on Radio 1. Did you hear the first thing Clara said on air this morning when she was on with Grimmie?
What was that?
She's so showbiz right now.
I do get a bit posh, don't I?
Oh, I think that's the way forward. I think it's hilarious.
Maybe I should try and imitate the half-speed version on the normal show.
That would create carnage listening to on quarter speed, officially.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show.
And then the yeah, sort of
yeah,
would last ages.
Like ages. I didn't like the sound of it though. I just felt like I don't know. It's weird. Felt
have
like
I've tried times two speed.
Tried times two. Have you tried that?
Yeah, that is brilliant.
Okay, hang on.
Well,
okay, so this is half speed.
Each for a vocal hook, and that's how you make money.
Normal speed.
It's just giving me another business idea. Yeah.
1.5 speed. Which is trouble with your business idea. Someone's already done it.
Don't say my idea, though.
Plus two.
I think it could get me millions.
We're inspired by Bryson Tiller there.
But I promise you, if it does come off, I will give everyone listening shares in the app that I've just thought of.
Everyone listening.
And then, do you know what's brilliant about that? It's this creativity that comes with this instant drag and then, right? Because then, suddenly think of this app, think, brilliant, millions.
Now we just sound like Jack Garrett. Talking really fast, really posh. You can't really hear what we're saying, though.
I can work it out slightly, because I talk too fast anyway. So if you talk slightly faster, I can work it out.
Right, yeah, if you need to get through a load of podcasts, then that's the way forward, isn't it?
As I was going to say, if someone's 3 years behind, you get through that, you know, you'll be catching up in no day.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to tell that to Alice Levine, because she's like on 2010 or something right now. I still think half speed is the best.
And I'd actually forgotten about it, but that could get me a few million on its own.
Easier to fall asleep through as well, if it's slower.
Yeah, more relaxing.
More relaxing.
Anyway, how's life been since you changed your name to Scott Mills?
It's been a chaotic 24 hours since I was last on the radio.
Really?
I scored the winning goal of football under Scott Mills, and they were saying, Scott, pass the ball, Scott, and I scored the winning goal.
What, last night?
Yeah.
When you play football?
I do play football.
And people were shouting, Scott, give us the ball, Scott, Scott.
They were, and it worked. I've played the best I've played in ages.
So you could say that my name is bringing success.
Oh, yeah, in more ways than one. You know, at poker, I did better than I normally do. Scott Mills, on the form, I was Scott Mills.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
And the biggest development is that I might have been accepted onto a radio show.
What?
A local radio station in Torquay. I was there before, but it didn't really go too well.
Right, because you were saying that you want to work in radio yesterday.
Yeah, possibly, yeah. It's one option for me.
But as Joe, it wasn't working out that well.
Not really. I had a show in the summer on Sundays a couple of years ago, but it didn't really go amazingly, no.
Okay, well, what's changed?
The idea of a Scott Mills in the afternoon seems to, you know, be a selling point for me.
Right, so they're going to have a rival Scott Mills in the afternoon on this station in Torquay?
Possibly. It's in a developmental progress, really.
I can't believe this.
Well, I'll try and look for a Chris Stark of my own, really. So if anyone's interested, please write in.
They do know that it's not actually me, do they?
I hope so.
But do they?
They do.
You sure?
Because they know me from before. As I said, I've been there before.
Oh, okay.
But the audience necessarily won't. If it's in the local paper that Scott Mills is on a local radio station.
Yeah, that's true. Well, what suddenly changed, though? Because obviously you worked there before. Why the sudden interest now?
I've no idea. It's the power of a name, I suppose.
Yeah. I'm really glad that my name is working out for you better than yours did.
Oh, exactly. Well, I would try and encourage anyone out there to change their name to Scott Mills. It does do wonders within 24 hours.
I don't think we need loads of them.
Well, yeah, that could go too far, couldn't it?
Don't dilute me.
No, of course, when I'm saying I'm picturing like a million Scott Millses, it's dilutes of brand, isn't it?
You're not keen.
Mm.
Do stay in touch. Don't get into trouble, because that will obviously that will damage my reputation.
No, of course not, no.
Okay, so
I'm waiting for a job interview from other places, so...
Okay. Well, be good. Keep it clean.
Keep it clean.
Clean.
Keen.
And keen. And let me know when Scott Mills in the afternoon happens in Torquay, if it does.
I will. Thank you, Scott Mills.
Okay. Thanks, Scott Mills.
Thanks, Scott Mills.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Claire in Cardiff says, excellent. I was running out of podcasts. What I'll do is now listen to them at half speed. Thanks for the tip. No worries. Also, Becky from Dunblane's been on. Stuck in a really slow-moving traffic jam, as a lot of our listeners are today. There's an insane traffic jam going through Bridge of Allen. Impending insanity is about to happen.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So I'll let you into a little secret. This is quite embarrassing. We've been trying to call this bloke who texted in to the show to say he's just finished his uni exams. We've been trying to call him for the last 10 minutes. So the producer keeps ringing him going, hello, is that Tim? Hello, Tim? Is that Tim? And he's like, no, I'm not Tim. And then just puts the phone down. So then the producer's like, can you check the number? So I read the number out again. And he's like, no, that's definitely the number I'm calling. Ring up again. Hello, is that Tim? It's Radio 1 here. No, I'm not Tim. Okay, right. And then we check the number again. Now, I've just realised we've called him, I think, two or three times now. He put on the text, just finished uni exams, now off to the pub. Love you long, Tim. So what I think he means there is love you long time. I thought it was Tim, so that's my mistake. Hi, Katie.
Hello, how are you?
Love you long, Tim. You all right?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, I'm really sorry if that bloke is listening in the pub now, maybe on headphones or whatever, because like, we were convinced your name was Tim, but now we realise the word was time. Should put an E on it. What's going on, Katie?
I put my name on it. You knew who I was.
Yeah, I knew who you were. Where are you?
I am in Dunfermline, working hard, of course.
What did you think of that little cover version of Stitches by Clean Cut Kid and Ashes to Ashes?
I thought it was brilliant.
I really liked it, yeah.
I love that song though as well, that Stitches song.
I know, obsessed with Mendes. Where are you today? Are you on your own then?
I am, yes. Everyone's abandoned me in the office.
So you've got Radio 1 as loud as you want it to be at work?
Yeah, it's great, and I've been singing and everything.
Do they normally let you have it on then?
We do, but just sort of quietly.
In the background?
In the background. So today I'm like, I've got it turned up loud.
Right, so I've got your like full attention this afternoon, right?
Yes. Well, I'm doing work as well, obviously.
Obviously, yeah.
In case the boss is listening.
Yeah, okay. Did you hear about the bloke earlier, the guy that's actually named himself Scott Mills?
Yes, I've not done anything like that, I'm afraid.
No, I'm not expecting you to either, don't worry about it. Okay, right, listen, have a good day at work. When are they all back
Thank you.
Then, tomorrow?
Not till the end of the week.
Yes, I'm every day you can be on.
Yeah.
All right, good to speak to you.
You too.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, so Tim's been back on text. The person who we thought was called Tim, because they wrote love you long, Tim, worked out that it was love you long time. That's what they meant. And the person is actually called Jenny.
International Radio 1.
Congratulations on finishing exams, Jenny. Mercedes and Harry have been on. They've been listening to us in media for a long Tim this afternoon. Happy little mini party there in media. All the lessons are on today listening to Radio 1. It must be more allowed on a Tuesday. I don't know what's going on. So on Friday night, Pete Tong broadcast his show live from a rooftop overlooking magnificent downtown Los Angeles and the Hollywood Hills. They included Eric Prydz. He lives there, so he didn't have to come far. Also, MK with Becky Hill, Richie Horton, Claude Von Stroke, Riton and Hotspot Extravaganza. So if you listen to Friday's show, you'll know that one is not real. Hotspot weren't even there. Not even a thing. Also, Jesse Rose and Patrick Topping and Eats Everything back to back. You can watch all of these performances from Pete Tong's Los Angeles show on the Radio 1 channel on BBC iPlayer. While you're there, check out the special show of Pete's tour of LA. Loads of sights of the city and the soundtrack of some of those DJs that goes with it, and also interviews with MK and Eric Prydz. It's all on BBC iPlayer now. Go have a look at it. Treat yourself. Watch it on big telly tonight.
International Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, I get it now. Catherine's been on going, oh, about Tim you played, Craig David. Sure. And Kevin has been on, I've had the Tim of my life listening to you today. Thank you. Can we, we can bin off the Tim thing now. It's been a good 10 minutes. But I don't think anyone's going to get it better than that. Do you know what I mean? It's not going to be better.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Breaking showbiz news. Does anyone remember a lady called Gillian McKeith? She was the one... She was the one who fainted a lot on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here about 5 years ago. Before that, she was famous for a show called You Are What You Eat, where she kind of became well known for inspecting people's toilet habits. Well, everyone, she's heading into the Celebrity Big Brother house tonight, and the first thing she's going to do is put them all on detox, where no doubt she'll be asking people like Gemma Collins to take a quick trip to the toilet and produce some results in some Tupperware.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, I've literally just had the most ridiculous email from a guy called Dean, and it's one of those things that I just have to investigate. So this is kind of genius as well. This is a Secret Santa too far. You know, over Christmas, everyone at work does a Secret Santa and you get like a £5 or £10 limit, right? So Dean's been on saying, the lad I work with was in a Secret Santa with his mates at Christmas and it was a £10 limit. He got bought a one-way flight to, unpronounceable place name, in Poland, where it's currently minus 15 and going down. He's ended up actually going today because he did promise if anyone got him a random trip anywhere, he would do everything he could to go. That's a brilliant idea. Like, just find the cheapest flight for a Secret Santa and just send them off somewhere weird or just a bit like, where's that? Give him a ring and see how it's getting on. Yes, I will. Okay, we've got the number here. His name is Sam. That's all I know. Somewhere in Poland right now. Because it was a Secret Santa gift. Please pick up.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello, Scott.
Hello, yes, you're live on Radio 1.
Thank you.
It's Scott Mills. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. It's been a bit of an eventful day.
Oh, okay. So someone just rang you before from Radio 1, right? And they said that you might be on.
Yeah.
Okay. Where are you at the moment?
Good question. I can't quite pronounce the name. It's Poland.
And where is that in Poland?
Near Germany, north, near Berlin. North.
Okay. Are you on your own?
North Poland. Yes, I am, yeah, just me.
And this is a Secret Santa gift from who?
This is from my friends Kyle and Ellen. They stitched me up royally.
Yeah, it sounds like it. So did they just go online and find a flight that was £10?
Yeah, it was a £10 limit Secret Santa, and they went online and found it on Ryanair. £9.99, one-way ticket to Poland.
Oh, right. So how are you getting back?
Luckily, they were kind enough to buy me a return ticket for my Christmas present, but they didn't tell me this at the time, so they left me hanging for a bit.
This is a brilliant idea. Are you on your own? What are you going to do the rest of the night?
Go explore, see what's about, try and find somewhere or someone that speaks English.
Does it look like there's anything about or anything happening?
No, so they've sent me to the middle of nowhere, basically. It's a big industrial port. And there's not really a lot here.
Just like industrial, yeah?
Yeah, mainly.
And I'm imagining
there's
it's pretty...
somewhere, but...
Yeah, it's pretty bleak, it's pretty dark. And how cold is it, do you know?
It's probably about the same as England, so they didn't send me anywhere nice and warm.
Oh, I've got here that it's minus 15.
Yeah, I think it's... It's a bit warmer than that, probably about minus 3 at the minute. So.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Comfortable, yeah.
Yeah, that's all right. Okay, well, listen, I hope you find something to do.
Yeah, so do I. I think I got lost trying to find the hotel earlier. That was an adventure in itself.
Did you have to buy the hotel?
Yes, I had to buy everything. The car parking, the train tickets, and everything other than the plane. The hotel, the whole lot.
Yeah. You see, when you get a flight for $9.99, it's not going to stop at $9.99, is it? There's other things to consider.
No, 2 days off of work and everything.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm really impressed with you that you have actually been through it and done it.
Yeah, I don't think anybody expected me to actually turn up, but here I am.
You're not the only person that's got this. Someone says I got a one-way ticket to Oslo for £4.99 for Secret Santa, but my boss ended up getting it. This is more common than we think. Okay. Well, enjoy. What's the name of the place again in Poland?
Stenshin, I think.
You don't even know, do you?
No, I haven't got a clue where I am, to be honest.
Have a good night, then.
S-Z-C-Z-E-C-I-N, I think. It's a bit of a random one.
Good. All right, I'll look it up in a minute.
Cheers, Scott.
Okay, have fun on your own tonight.
I will do.
Love you, bye. BBC Radio 1. I've been talking about this subject on the show for a couple of weeks now, hoping that somebody would get in touch. We mentioned that going to the optician or dentist is the nearest you will get to somebody without actually kissing them. And I was convinced that loads of our listeners will have got off with their dentist or optician. Did anyone bite? Not one, until now. Hello, Fiona.
Hello, Scott.
You okay?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I mean, I've been banging on about this subject for weeks, knowing that somebody somewhere will have got off with their dentist. Have you done that?
Not quite. I wish I had, though.
What?
I really wish I had.
I was told that you got off with him.
No, I mean, in my head many a time, but not in real life, no.
Okay. All right, tell me the story.
Well, basically, I moved abroad for a year, and before I was living abroad, I had your kind of standard boring dentist, like old man, old lady, who gives you the fear and you don't really want to go to the dentist.
So you fancy your old, boring dentist?
No.
Okay.
When I was living abroad and when I came back to visit the dentist at Christmas, I discovered that the whole dental practice had changed. It wasn't the same dentist at all.
Okay, good.
And so I went in to get my tooth fixed. I actually broke my tooth while I was living in Spain. And I went in to get my tooth fixed and I found out I had this new dentist who is just absolutely gorgeous.
So in the time that you've been away, the whole of the dental practice has changed.
Yeah, I mean, it was still the same place, and it was the same, like, main dentist who owned it, but all the other dentists working there had changed, I think.
This is like some kind of weird TV show where everyone just becomes hot.
I know. It makes me much happier to visit the dentist, so I don't mind.
Okay, so this is your dentist back home in where?
In Glasgow.
Okay. So you get back from being abroad, you've got a broken tooth, you go see your local dentist in Glasgow, you walk through the door, and then you're like, yes!
Exactly.
Things have definitely changed around here.
Yep, that was my exact feeling.
Tell me about him, please.
Well, he's just a really nice guy. He's kind of goofy looking. He's really cute. He's really sweet. And, you know, when you go to the dentist, a lot of people are obviously kind of a bit edgy and nervous. Hmm. And he's just really, really calming. He's always like, oh, do you want to listen to your iPod? Like, is there any music I can put on that will calm you down? So he's really nice and really attentive as a dentist. He's not, like, impatient. He doesn't make you feel any more anxious than what you already do when you go to the dentist.
You just find that he really relaxes you, Fiona.
Yeah, we got chatting because we both went to the same university. And he could obviously tell I was nervous. I hadn't been to the dentist, like, while I'd been living abroad. So obviously I hadn't been for a little bit. Shame on me. And we just got chatting, we found out we went to the same uni, we had the same taste in music, so it was really nice, really put me at ease, and I was like, oh, I really like this guy.
Yeah.
And then the fact that he's just really good-looking helps. Yeah, definitely.
100%. Is there anyone that he looks like you can think of?
Not really. I showed my friend a picture and she said he looked like a young Tim Henman. I'm not sure I agree, but I don't know, something to go on.
Sidebar, why do you have a picture of your dentist?
Well, you know when you, like, meet someone who's really attractive and you think I'll probably never see them again?
Or... Oh, no, you didn't snap him when he wasn't looking, did you?
No, of course not, God, no.
All right, just me then.
You know, most people look them up on Facebook. I didn't want to do that. I wanted to be a little bit, like, take a step back, so I just Googled him, more general.
Oh, okay.
And there's a picture of him on the dental practice website.
And
so,
you're showing your friends there, yeah. You really are quite taken with him, aren't you?
Oh, he's just... so cute. Oh, I mean, I haven't been to the dentist. I need to go back again in the summer and go to the dentist, and I can't wait to see him. He's so nice.
You're just counting down the days.
Laughing, honestly, he's so nice. And whenever, like, because he knows I live abroad, my mum says that whenever she goes to the dentist or whenever my sister goes, he always asks after me.
Oh.
So I think he obviously knows I've got a little bit of a crush.
Yes. And do you find that you want to now dress up for the dentist a bit?
Oh, absolutely. Like, full face of makeup, make sure I'm all showered and hair done before I go to the dentist.
Yeah.
Wear something really nice, pretend I've got really exciting plans afterwards. And
absolutely.
I'm just going home to drill into my pillow, but...
Do you know what, though? You are doing all the right things here, Fiona.
I hope so.
Are you finding that, like I did last time, you're just staring him out?
Yeah. And
because where are you supposed to look?
When I listened to the show, I was thinking, oh, like, it must be really, really awkward when you're just staring. But I just find it quite soothing. It's like gazing lovingly into his eyes. He's not gazing back, but I'm gazing lovingly into his eyes. I'm happy.
OK, well, where's he looking then?
In my mouth, I hope. That's what he's supposed to be doing.
Yeah, but the thing is, there's not that much distance between your eyes and mouth, so it does look like he's looking into your eyes.
Exactly, and that's what's keeping me calm and relaxed.
So when's your next appointment, Fiona?
I was hoping to go back at Easter. If I can squeeze in an appointment then, I'll go see him. If not, it'll be in summer.
Okay, so you've not made the appointment yet?
Not yet, no. I need to wait till I book my flights.
Okay. We'll make it soon, though, because obviously you want to see him.
I know. I wanted to go see him at Christmas. I just didn't have time. Like, trying to book a dentist appointment or a doctor's appointment at Christmas is a nightmare, so I didn't get to see him then. But hopefully I'll see him at Easter.
And how will you prepare for that at Easter?
The usual, make sure I'm looking good. My mouth is nice and fresh and healthy so that he's impressed by my dental hygiene. Maybe that'll impress him.
You've got a proper crush on your dentist. This is brilliant.
He's so cute, honestly. Like, I'm tempted to send you guys a picture of him. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's a little bit weird or not.
I think you could just for me. But obviously I won't share it. Do you know what I mean?
Perfect.
Nothing else. Just so I can...
Yeah, it's research.
It's research for my show, that's right.
Exactly.
I'm going to follow this story with interest, Fiona, and thank you very much for getting in touch.
This is what I love
about this show now, you know. Loads of people email all the time just with their stories of life, so keep them coming in, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. The worst thing that's going to happen, right, is that you're going to get good teeth.
Exactly, and that's not a bad consequence at all, is it?
All fine. In fact, I'd be really happy with that.
I'll keep visiting him.
Yeah, and let me know how it goes, please. I want progress.
Will do. I'll keep you updated.
Okay. Well, I'll speak to you around Easter time then.
Perfect.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
So many people are like, what if he's listening? I really hope he is.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Ben in Middlesbrough. No, don't do this, Fiona, if you're listening. She needs to fake toothache. Yes. No, don't do that, please. Very busy dentists. Dan from Winchester is quick to point out, my ex-girlfriend was my dental nurse, but she was my girlfriend first. Well, that's not what we're talking about, but great, thanks. A lot of people that have pulled their dentists. It's weird, because I asked like a couple of weeks ago and no one was having it at all. But then I think as soon as we speak to one person, all the others come in. Okay, Fiona is definitely spending too much time on him, says John from St. Helens. She just likes him. She's got a little crush. James in Wickham says, can you stop talking about this, please? My uncle is the head dentist at the place I go to. This topic slightly weirding me out.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Someone says, OMG Mills, I was literally in the dentist seat when you started talking about kissing your dentist. He had Radio 1 on quite loudly. His face was 2 inches away from my face and then it says text missing, so I'll never know what happens.
The Scott Mills Daily.
No way. It's Charlie Sloth.
Oh!
In your face. What
splash.
Is it? Splash.
Oh, in your face. Love that record, man. It's a banger.
Not true, you don't.
Smash. Panic at the Disco.
Your face when I was playing it was like someone had like guffed really badly.
No, it's a banger. That's my bass face.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
They're very similar, aren't they?
Yeah, very similar.
So how are you, please, fam?
I'm amazing, cuz. Living life out here, you know what I mean? Just doing what I do, tearing the clubs up, smashing up the radio, living life.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm riding solo today.
Are you looking well? You been going to gym?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, thank you. Yeah, I have. Yeah,
your
yeah.
guns are pumping, fam.
They're not really, but yeah. I feel better for myself. I do. January, no drink, innit?
Darn, no.
You bet you can't imagine that.
I can't imagine that lifestyle.
Not in that club.
No. Where's Starkey today?
He is... he's just off.
Oh.
Got a day off.
Oh, you got a day off?
Yeah.
Booked it off. Love that.
So, yeah, I think he's back tomorrow.
You think?
They don't tell me anything, Charlie.
It's like that. I turned up today. I didn't even know I had guests on the show.
Oh, really?
Dressed down Tuesday and that.
Who was
it? Now they made an effort.
Who was it?
I'll tell you at the end of the show.
I don't care that much.
Share driving.
Oh, I see.
Right. I learned this from you, Scott.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Keep them hanging. Keep them
wanting
more.
Hanging on a cliff.
Okay, so it's me against you today on Real or No Real. Let's see how we get on. Oh, gosh.
A recent survey found that Southampton has more secret believers than any other city in the UK.
Mm. Are you a believer?
Unfortunately, I'm not a believer. His new material is actually really good.
It is good.
Now, I know that Southampton's your manor.
Yeah, it is. 100%.
And I have noticed, I do play in Southampton quite a lot, that there are a lot of people with the Bieber hairstyle, including yourself sometimes. You rock it every once in a while. Millsy, I've seen you.
What, the slight quiff?
The quiff thing, yeah, don't know. Mm. Like the blow-dry quiff, though. Do you know what I mean? You got to straighten it out, a little bit of wax.
I like a blow-dry.
Do you?
Yeah, sometimes. Oh.
I can actually see this being real, you know.
More secret believers than any other city. We were talking about this yesterday. Do you know in a lot of clubs now, they have Bieber-themed nights?
Really? Well,
he's not there.
Yeah.
But generally, it's just Justin Bieber music. Everyone gets a mask on entry. And generally, there's a Selena Gomez piñata.
What type of mask are we talking about?
Just a Justin Bieber mask.
Oh, right.
So you go around, you're like, you know, just to fix it.
I've been to a couple of parties where they give you mask on entry where it weren't a Justin Bieber party.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, we're not talking about those. We're talking about the Justin Bieber ones, where they play Justin Bieber all night and you can throw things at Selena Gomez's head.
What?
Which is awesome. No, she's not there either. It's like a photocopy of her head.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Quite aggressive though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, but like, you know, and... Eventually, this is going to wipe out any club nights that you or I do because they are massive. They're selling out within minutes, fam.
Are you serious?
The one in, I think it was in Bristol, sold out in 6 minutes.
Wow.
Not even a whiff that Justin Bieber's going to be there.
What was the capacity? 50?
No, it's big. And they had to do it in two venues in Bristol because it overspilled. But people just love him so much, they can't get enough of it. So Southampton, I'm saying yes, does have the most secret believers of any other city in the UK. What are you saying?
I'm saying real, cuz.
So we're both saying real.
That one is real.
Yes, it is. A third of people in Southampton, a third admitted to being secret Bieber fans, with Norwich and Edinburgh completing the top three.
Wow.
And next.
Keeping Up with the Kardashians star Kylie Jenner has commissioned a massive painting of her face on a wall in her mansion.
Why not?
Mm.
How many pictures of your face have you got up in your mansion?
I've actually got quite a few. I've got quite a lot of portraits. No, from famous artists that have done amazing portraits for me. I actually have got one of me.
Nude.
I don't want to talk about it because it's quite embarrassing. But why is above
embarrassing?
Above my bed.
Oh, I knew it'd be above the bed.
Yeah, I've got a picture of me. It started out as somewhat of a joke,
right.
Bit of banter.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
And now it's there.
It's just there.
What, you haven't bothered to take it down, whatever?
Well, I kind of grew to like it after a while.
Okay, and is it a flattering picture?
A very flattering picture.
Okay.
Do you know the picture that James Corden replicated of Beckham?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I imagine it being like you kind of like turning back to the camera and just doing like a little wink.
Right? Hey, no.
Okay. And that's above your bed. So when you're lying in bed at night, think about it, everybody. Think about it. Think about it. When you're lying in bed at night.
If I look back.
No, but you're looking up at your.
If I look up and back, can see myself
everything.
In my full glory.
Okay. Oh, well, that's brilliant. That's giving me a real insight.
Mm-hmm. I'll take a picture through and I'll text it to you later.
Yeah, all right. Yep, fine. So Kylie Jenner is having her face painted on a wall in her mansion. 100%, I'm saying yes.
I can definitely see this being
real. Of
course they are. A little bit vain, isn't she?
Yeah.
Little bit.
Selfie like every 2 seconds, so I'm saying yes. Real?
I'm going to say real on this one.
That one is real.
Yes. You will have seen this if you follow Kylie on Snapchat. For some reason, there's a window where one of her eyes should be. and this is your final one today.
Actor Kevin Hart was meant to drive a black cab to promote his new film Ride Along 2 in the UK, but bailed out because he was too scared to drive on the left-hand side of the road.
So Kevin Hart and Ice Cube in a black cab are on Greg's show today from 4 o'clock. But did he refuse to drive a black cab because, well, he didn't want to drive on the wrong side of the road because American?
Do you like driving on the wrong side of the road?
It's not the wrong side.
when you go abroad, Millsy, do you...
I actually like it.
Do you?
Yeah, I love it. Because I'm going to America soon and I actually really look forward to driving there.
Do you?
Mm.
So do you hire a car from the airport?
Yeah,
and
often.
Just get involved?
Why, does it scare you?
A little bit.
Does it?
A little bit, yeah.
Does it?
A little bit. I get confused. It's the roundabouts.
The roundabouts are the problem. See, I can't imagine a lot of famous people driving, and you are one of them people that I cannot imagine driving.
No.
Can't imagine you know how to do.
Well, I've actually got a driver now. So,
right,
so I'm going
to
bring him everywhere with me.
Okay.
So when I go away now, I'm going to bring my driver.
Just can imagine you being a little bit anxious at the roundabouts. Like, oh, do I go now?
I've had a few scary moments, shall we say.
Well, so you have driven abroad before?
Yeah, many times. Mm. But there was one particular incident last summer where I decided that I'd never drive again.
Well, anywhere?
Country. Oh, in the UK, obviously. Man's got bare cars. You've got to start them up and heat them up and take them out for a little spin. You know what
right.
I mean?
Okay.
Oosh!
But when you're away, not so much.
Nah, not when I'm away. Okay. That's why I got a driver now. So my driver is going to come with me everywhere I go, and he's going to drive for me. He's a sick driver.
Is he?
Yeah.
Why did I say it like that? Because you went like that. I went like it too. Okay, so real or no real? Kevin Hart, too scared to drive on the left-hand side of the road?
This one's no real.
I would also say, surely not, no real. Is it?
That one is real.
Oh. Wow.
Right, so they're on today, Ice Cube and Kevin Hart in a black cab talking to Greg from Four, but it's true, he wasn't keen on driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Yep.
I know what he means, though. It can be quite scary.
Very scary.
If you've never done it before.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's a draw, 20 each.
I'm not mad at that.
No, I'm all right at that.
Yeah.
What's on the show today?
Because you're not going to believe it.
Is this what we've been waiting for?
Yeah, I got Ice Cube and Kevin Hart.
No, you haven't.
On the show today,
no,
and my
you haven't.
Interview is better than Greg's.
Have
more bants.
Have you actually got them?
I've actually got them on my show.
Right. Okay.
From 4 p.m. today, BBC Radio 1 Extra, Ice Cube.
Yeah, okay.
And Kevin Hart.
Right, I don't know whether I believe you, though.
They're on my show from 4 p.m.
Okay, wheel him out.
And you know what? They're doing a fire in the booth together. Why
wheel him
are you wheeling
out.
Me out for,
that's
man?
Not true, by the
Kevin
way.
Kevin Hart, Ice Cube, fire in the booth, 4 p.m.
A choice
why,
of listening.
Why are you wheeling me out, man?
Radio 1 for Greg James with. Bye bye. With Kevin Hart and Ice Cube, or Charlie Sloth on One Extra. Who knows whether he's got them or not? You never know whether it's a lie.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now you're up to date on the show. Those are Tuesday's best bits. Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.